GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today, we're diving deep into the seismic shifts that have reverberated across the crypto landscape, leaving traders stunned and geopolitical ramifications looming large. First up, a geopolitical bombshell detonated Bitcoin's bullish prospects. Just when Bitcoin looked poised to breach its all-time high, geopolitical realities intervened. The much-anticipated U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding, a potential peace deal, unraveled spectacularly. The catalyst? Israel's escalated airstrikes in southern Lebanon, which resulted in the deaths of at least 18 people. The ink on the MOU hadn't even dried before Iran pulled out, taking Bitcoin's momentum with it. The fallout was swift. Bitcoin plummeted to $62,328, with Ethereum and other major coins following suit. This unexpected geopolitical turbulence led to traders seeing over $580 million liquidated in the blink of an eye. It's a cruel reminder of how global politics can upheave crypto markets faster than any technical analysis could predict. In a move that reshapes the narrative around cybersecurity and global politics, the G7 just elevated North Korea's crypto theft operations to a whole new level of global concern. Now officially classified as a nuclear weapons program, these illicit activities are no longer just thefts, but are viewed as financing weapons of mass destruction. With $6.75 billion stolen and not a single arrest made, the stakes have never been higher. The G7's declaration means that this is no longer an isolated issue, but a concerted global security threat requiring multinational coordination. It's a stark reminder that in the world of crypto, thefts aren't just financial losses. They have potential global security implications. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank's head, Christine Lagarde, has allegedly taken a personal interest in blocking Binance's operations in Europe. Reports suggest she bypassed traditional regulatory channels to lobby directly against Binance's Mike license in Greece. This wasn't about the usual regulatory red tape. It appears more like a strategic maneuver in the broader chess game of monetary control. With the digital euro on the horizon, Lagarde seems to be clearing the path, ensuring no major crypto platform gets in the way. It's a bold assertion of power, signaling that in the EU, crypto policy might be less about regulation and more about politics and control. For developers, founders, and job seekers in the crypto space, today's news underscores the importance of understanding the broader geopolitical and regulatory landscapes. We're reminded that while crypto operates in a decentralized manner, it doesn't exist in a vacuum. Geopolitical tensions and regulatory maneuvers can and will impact market dynamics. As builders, staying informed and adaptable is crucial. Whether you're developing the next DeFi protocol or planning to launch a project in Europe, these external factors can have significant effects on your plans. These stories remind us that the crypto world is intertwined with global events and powerful regulatory entities, making it a domain that demands both technical and strategic acumen. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes on the charts, your ears to the ground, and your code secure. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.